AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. President Trump says the military could end its Iran offensive in 2 to 3 weeks and will shift responsibility for the Strait of Hormuz to countries that rely on it for oil and shipping. Prime Minister Keir Starmer says the United Kingdom will host an international diplomatic conference this week on ways to reopen the strait. Starmer says 35 countries have signed a statement committing to work together on restoring maritime security to the key oil transport route. President Trump will address the nation on the war this evening. The president is also planning on attending today's Supreme Court's hearing on birthright citizenship. The AP's Ben Thomas has more.
The Supreme Court tomorrow is going to hear arguments about your executive order trying to get rid of birthright citizenship.
And I'm going.
You're going to go to the Supreme Court tomorrow?
I do believe.
President Trump's official schedule indicates he will indeed attend Supreme Court oral arguments Wednesday over his executive order limiting birthright citizenship. A lower court struck down the restrictions, and the justices are to hear the president's appeal, prompting reporters to ask if he would
sit there and listen.
Because I have listened to this argument for so long.
The order declared children born to parents who are in the U.S. illegally or temporarily are not American citizens. Several courts have blocked it from taking effect. Trump would be the first sitting president to attend the high court's arguments. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Everything is set for today's Artemis II mission, sending 4 astronauts on a lunar flyaround. 3 Americans and a Canadian will travel several thousand miles beyond the moon and then hang a U-turn to return to Earth during the nearly 10-day mission. There will be no circling around the moon or a moonwalk. The Artemis launch will begin at Florida's Kennedy Space Center, where the Apollo moonshots also did. More information at apnews.com. This is AP News. Golf's most recognizable name is stepping away from the game after another off-course incident.
Tiger Woods said Tuesday he is stepping away from golf to seek treatment. 4 days after his vehicle crashed in Florida and he was arrested on suspicion of driving under the influence, he will miss the Masters for the second straight year. Woods pleaded not guilty in his driving under the influence case in Florida on Tuesday, hours after a sheriff's report said deputies found 2 pain pills in his pocket and he showed signs of impairment after his SUV clipped a trailer and rolled over on its side. I'm Geffen Coolball.
A lawsuit says Taylor Swift's The Life of a Showgirl stole the spotlight from the life of a real one. Maren Wade says in the trademark infringement lawsuit filed in federal court in California that the branding of Swift's 2025 album comes too close to the aesthetic of a column she wrote called Confessions of a Showgirl. I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.